It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrich. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, a Wisconsin congressional representative just introduced legislation to ban fracking on public land. We'll get the details.
First, Wisconsin's investment in its local roads has slowed. According to a new study from the Local Government Institute of Wisconsin, local roads are the key to the state's economy, but spending on those roads isn't keeping pace with the rest of the nation.
The quality and funding of the state's highways have gotten a lot of attention lately, in part because the governor's recent budget proposed borrowing $1.3 billion to fund them.
While the state and interstate highways may be important, they cover just under 12,000 miles, while county highways and municipal roads span more than 100,000 miles.
Here to talk about funding for local roads is Todd Berry, author of the study and president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, we've heard a lot, as we said, about transportation funding at the state level. What's the situation of road funding at the local government level?
Well, and that question is really why we teamed up with the Local Government Institute to do the study, because there was a lot of talk about how the state sources of revenue for transportation were declining and that the need for greater funding in the future was growing, and all we were doing is borrowing. So we focused on the local element, and counties and municipalities are caught in a bit of a vice, because historically they would get state shared revenues, which since the mid 90s have either been frozen or cut. They used to be able to rely more on state road aid from the transportation fund, but the amount of the transportation fund that's going to local road aids has been dropping, along with the pressure on the transportation fund. And then finally, local governments are levy limited by the state. So unless you have some new construction, you can't raise property taxes. So what's been happening at the local level, the last year we had available was 2012 at the time, is local governments being caught in a squeeze are maintaining what they have to maintain, police and fire protection. And one of the things that they're skimping on the margin, is street maintenance. And we saw between 2000 and about 2012 that per capita street and road spending in municipalities had dropped from $275 a person to more like $220. So that's not an inconsequential drop. And our rate of spending growth at the local level is basically ground to a halt. And as a result, our rank has gone from mid-20s in the country to almost last.
So does that translate into you're out driving and you're going to see more potholes on that county road or on Main Street in the nearby town?
Well, I think on the margin that's true. I mean, as time goes by, if we don't fix the state's transportation fund some way, either we've got to spend less at the state level or we've got to find some alternative to just simply borrowing, then over time, wanting to keep essential services, locals and counties are going to, and municipalities are going to have to continue to skimp a little bit on streets, and that will eventually be seen.
And in this report, you say this is not just a local convenience issue, this is an economic issue, and you made the case in the report that Wisconsin, among other states, compared to other states, is particularly reliant on roads for our economy. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, if you look at three industries, manufacturing, and we're number two in the country, agriculture, where we're historically high, and the trucking industry, which actually we tend to be a little bit of a trucking center, too. If you look at those three sectors, and you'll note I'm not even including tourism here, you have close to one quarter of all the wages paid in the state. And so transportation, adequate transportation systems are really pretty much at the core of the state's economic health.
Talking to Todd Berry from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, looking at a new report on the state of local and county roads in Wisconsin and how they're being funded. Finds a shortfall could be a problem in the future, according to the report. Well, let's look toward solutions. Are we going to see more money going to local roads anytime in the near future from, say, the states, Todd?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the conclusions we came to in this study was we were pretty candid with municipal and county officials. We said, given the state's past history since about the turn of the millennium, we can't see a lot of evidence that they're going to renew their commitment to road aids. They're becoming a shrinking part of the transportation budget. At the same time as our borrowing keeps going up, debt service is becoming a larger and larger part of the transportation budget. It's already about a fifth. It's pushing a quarter, and that's going to crowd out things that we used to spend money on. And so as a result of that, we started suggesting local options where they could say, okay, we can't count on the state. What can we do for ourselves? And the obvious one that comes to mind right off the bat, not popular, admittedly, is the wheel tax, because it's already in state law. Not a lot of counties and municipalities use it. But I think it's very interesting that last year, one of the state's major cities, Appleton, went to a wheel tax, $20, if I recall, and one of the more significant counties, Chippewa County, did as well. And I think that's a sign that they're recognizing they can't defer maintenance forever, and they can't count on the state either. And they don't want to increase property taxes, of course.
I was going to say, Todd, this is an issue you encounter a lot in your line of work. What's going to upset people more? Bad services, in this case, bad roads, or a tax increase. So either way, if I'm a local government official, I'm going to hear about it.
Yeah. Although I think it's interesting, one of the reasons the city of Appleton went to a wheel tax is because they were getting a lot of pushback on special assessments to property to maintain streets and curb and gutter sidewalk. And when that happens in a particular part of town, it's a special property tax hit, and it's a big one. And people across the city, I think, came to the feeling, which is perhaps a little less painful, a really big one-time property tax hit from special assessments, or maybe all of us sort of sharing in the pain a little bit each year through a wheel tax.
Speaking of sharing the pain, another recommendation in the report, some kind of regional solutions, regional transportation authorities, they've been called in the past. Not always popular with a number of state lawmakers, though. What would you like to see happen, though? How would this work?
Well, let's be clear. We were not proposing any kind of regional transportation authority. In fact, we were not recommending that the state impose anything. What we said is that we thought that if local governments continued to be under this transportation pressure, that you might begin to see municipalities and counties, or some combination of thereof, band together and form regional transportation cooperatives. And what we were saying is that if the state would just specify the minimum amount of population or minimum area that one of these areas could be, that would allow the transportation cooperative to access revenue sources that they, as alternatives to the property tax, that they don't now have. And part of the proposal was perhaps totally giving up the property tax to fund local transportation. The beauty of that is the decision bubbles up from the bottom. Citizens and local governments make the decision, and the state doesn't sit there with a stick or a mandate. It has a carrot that might get us to start making transportation decisions down at the local level, but in a more cooperative way.
Todd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Todd Berry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, author of a new study on funding for local roads in Wisconsin. You can weigh in on this, by the way, over at the Central Time Facebook page.